From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The CEO of Ontario Northland confirms that Northlander passenger train service will return to the Highway 11 corridor in 2025. Karina Moore made that remark yesterday at a media event with Premier Doug Ford in Porcupine, the future site of the Timmins Station. Their party rode to the event on the train itself. Moore said it's a monumental milestone moving the service from planning to implementation with the $75 million Ford announced for it.
So with 137% increase in the population aged 80 and over in northern communities over the next 25 years, this service will provide a vital link to healthcare and other important services not easily accessed by northerners.
The Premier commented that the service will be a huge boost for families and tourism. English Catholic teachers in our region and right across the province want masks brought back to schools. Their unit president, Renee Catt, says Doug Ford's government has gone to great lengths to conceal the actual rate of spread of COVID-19.
From the get-go, the government failed to put in robust testing and sharing of that information. And then since then, they have completely removed all of that information being shared or even collected at the school level.
Catt adds that anecdotally at least, schools are experiencing unprecedented absentee levels since the mask mandate was removed after March break. Meanwhile, the province's chief medical officer of health is now advising us to keep wearing masks just a bit longer. In his first public appearance in about a month, Dr. Kieran Moore confirmed the province is experiencing its sixth wave of the pandemic that won't likely end until the middle or end of May. He says masks and up-to-date vaccinations are the best bet to get through. Still with our local history discussion of early hospitals, museum director curator Karen Bachman has told us about the hospital built by the Hollinger Mine. She says the Dome Mine had its own hospital on its property. A doctor was there for several years along with nurses to help him.
That's how we sort of delivered health care in the community, through some of those mines, first of all for those employees. For those that weren't part of that system, there were cottage hospitals.
That's where we'll pick up next week. Please note that because of the Easter holiday, the history feature will be on Tuesday. In Moose sports, the Timmins Rock are not expecting an easy go of it in Noelleville when they play Game 4 of their NOJHL Eastern semifinal against French River. The Rock lead at 3-1 in the best of 7, but the Rapids have given them a run for their money all year. Game time is tonight at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.